listening to John and Raheel with Dell on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John and Raheel with Dell.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Tonight, huge event, Monday Night Raw at Toyota Center. With us here in studio, Finn Balor, with us here to talk about. He's got you got Kevin Owens, nasty Kevin Owens.
Yeah, tonight. The mean Kevin Owens. I got him tonight, one on one.
What? Okay, so is he gonna do? He'll do anything, right? He'll do dirty stuff, right? You gotta watch him.
Well, last week he cost me the match against Braun Strowman. Mm-hmm.
Get a little bit closer.
Yeah, there you go.
Last week Kevin Owens cost me the match against Braun Strowman. Dun dun dun. Not only that. He hit me in the sternum with a steel ladder.
Which ties into Money in the Bank, which is coming up also June 17th. You're going to be in that. But tonight at Monday Night Raw, Ronda Rousey also making her debut in Houston. And if you've never been, then you're missing out. It's the best, man. Like I go to wrestling events all the time. It's just getting in there, chanting and, you know, starting chants and being part of it. And then your intro, when you come in, it's one of the best moments of the night. How did that all start? Because the first time you did it, did anybody, they're like, wait, what is this guy doing? Like,
yeah, no, it took a while to catch on, and it wasn't even designed, you know, for people to catch on. It was just, you know, what I was going to do as I was coming out. And the whole idea was as I raise my arms, I'm turning on the lights.
Yeah.
But then everyone started raising their arms with me. And, you know, at the same time, all the lights are turned on. So it's wild.
What is better, that one or Kurt Angle's You Suck? Which one?
That's the longest running.
Yeah.
If Monday Night Raw is the longest episodic TV show, then Kurt Angle's You Suck is the longest intro fan participation.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah. It's so much fun to watch all the new guys. And I don't want to say younger guys because, you know, you've been in this for such a long time. But the new guys and how crowds are starting to jump on stuff they do and little things that pick up and hopefully carries on for a while here. And we got something.
I want to know what you were thinking here when this happened.
Where am I watching? Oh.
Now, me and you. Last week,
is this
we
me
went
and Braun Strowman?
And I gave you everything that I have. But at Money in the Bank, there's going to be six other competitors in the ring with us, and it's going to be every man for himself.
You put up a really good fight for a little guy.
A little guy, eh?
A little guy.
I'll show you, mister.
You
slapped
him.
There you go.
Did you really think that was a good idea at the time?
Well, you know, it's just like poking the bear a little bit, you know, get him out of his comfort zone.
And then he picked you up.
Hey, let's not talk about what happened in the next couple of moments.
Finn, you do know this isn't an old 90s jail movie, right? Like, you don't have to just go find the biggest dude and slap him.
Well, you know, I had the biggest dude after I slapped him on his back, and I delivered two of my finishing moves to him, and I had him beat until the nasty KO came in and spoiled the day for me.
With a steel ladder to the sternum.
To the sternum, yeah. I still got a little bruise there.
He'll catch his for that one. Yeah.
Got Monday Night Raw, Ronda Rousey's WWE Houston debut. Roman Reigns will be there. Braun Strowman, Intercontinental Champion Seth Rollins versus the modern-day Maharaja, Jinder Mahal. Shout out to Jinder. I like him. He's cool. KO and
I beat him the last 3 days in a row.
I know. I saw. Hey, and of course, Finn, you'll be there. Elias, I have an Elias T-shirt. Don't hate me too much.
I won't. I won't hold that against
you.
I'll
walk with him. And then you got the tag team champions: Matt Hardy, Bray Wyatt, women's champion.
Didn't we have Sasha Banks in studio here?
Yeah, we had her a couple years ago.
Yeah,
yeah, Sasha's awesome.
Nia Jax, Kurt Angle will be there. Tickets on sale. HoustonToyotaCenter.com. HoustonToyotaCenter.com. Tickets still available. So $20, $30, $40, $65, $75, $105. You can get in. That's what a $20 to get in to see this.
What a steal.
Yeah, it is electric. A steal. So let's go back real quickly to your main roster debut.
Yeah.
I know everyone probably asked you about this. You win the Universal Champion. You're champion of the entire universe. Okay. That comes with a lot. That comes with a lot.
A lot of responsibility.
Yeah, like, you have to, now you have to compete against the Avengers, the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Aliens.
You're the universal champion. And then the shoulder injury is announced and you're out 6 months with the surgery.
Yeah.
Man, what was, I want to know what was that like, not only mentally, but physically for you on the rehab with all the pressure.
Yeah, it was a roller coaster, man. Obviously, you know, winning the title like I did, I kind of knew halfway through the match that I was going to be on the shelf for a while. So, like, even, you know, when they handed me the title, my arm was raised as a champ. I knew, like, you're handing this title back and you're going straight to hospital to get fixed. So it was bittersweet. Obviously, it was as much of a challenge mentally as it was physically. And, you know, thankfully, WWE, we have a performance center in Florida and, you know, it's a great support system there. I have a lot of friends down there. So, you know, the doctors took care of me. You know, I got injured on Sunday, handed the title back on Monday, and I was operated on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Like, by one of the best surgeons in the country. So, you know, I can't ask for better care.
See,
WWE.
And that's behind the scenes. You never see that with the Avengers or any of yeah. that, right?
The Avengers never get hurt.
Well, you know, but they have another episode, but it could be years later after they rehabbed.
Yeah,
right?
They don't show the rehab.
They don't show all that crap.
Hey, no, if you go on WWE Network, you can watch the full journey back to the ring on Finn Balor 24.
And that's what I wanted to bring up. And that was, it was pretty cool to watch, not only like you coming back to it, but just the messaging for a lot of younger fans. Like, guys, it's okay. Adversity is fine. It's okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah, no, you know, I'm a firm believer in everything happens for a reason. And, you know, obviously it sucked at the time, you know, the injury, but I believe I learned from it. I grew from it and I'm a better person for it.
So what do you guys think about Ronda joining?
Oh, we're over the moon, man.
Yeah.
You know, incredible MMA superstar, you know, household name, celebrity, and someone who has the utmost respect for what we do and someone who's came in and been a total pro, and we're glad to have her
aboard.
You know,
we talk about that all with Tiger. He means more to the tour when he's out there. You get a big name like Ronda Rousey, it means more for everybody.
Yeah, and, you know, we done a two-week tour of Europe, I think two, 3 weeks ago, and she joined us on the second half of the tour, and she was a class act, and it was a real morale booster because, you know, we were 8 days into the tour, and, you know, we were dragging, and we were tired, and all of a sudden, here comes Ronda Rousey. And we go, okay, time to pick ourselves back up again. You know,
is it crazy to see her celebrity out? Like, just that's, man. There's never a moment off for her, right?
Yeah.
Like when she's in public.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the coolest thing for me is to see the WWE universe welcome her, because so many times we have, you know, celebrities that, you know, come in and, you know, are guests on Raw, and, you know, they're not welcomed as much. But, you know, Ronda's, you know, such a positive person, and, you know, such an incredible amount of respect that, you know, she's been welcomed with open arms.
So you joined the WWE at the age of 32, right? You signed with NXT, and you've been doing this for a long time.
I've been doing this since I'm 18. Yeah. So I figured out I've been alive and wrestling longer than I've been alive and not wrestling.
It's hit that point.
So yeah.
Why at 32? Because you were very successful overseas and all the different promotions. Why at 32 did you decide, like, now I'm going to take this challenge? Because that usually doesn't happen.
Yeah, you know, obviously I chose a different path, and you know, I came up through the indie scenes, and I got offered an opportunity to go to Japan at a young age, and, you know, that was supposed to be just for 3 months, but that turned into 8 years. And you know, every now and again WWE had come knocking, and, you know, with contracts and offers and, you know, invitations to come work, and I just never felt it was the right moment. But at 32 I thought, you know, maybe this is the last time they're going to come knocking, and this isn't the type of opportunity you want to, like, let slip through your fingers. And, you know, I was a little reluctant at first as to whether it was the right decision, but, you know, time has shown that, you know, for me, it was definitely the right decision.
Absolutely.
And, I'm very happy where I am right now.
All the guys on the roster now with the NXT tie-in, it's just, it's crazy to see. Like, now you don't even have to mention it. You just go, more than likely, if it's somebody new, you're like, oh yeah, NXT success for sure.
Yeah, yeah, guaranteed. And, you know, that's a credit to NXT and, you know, the job that the coaches at the Performance Center are doing, and, you know, how it's helping people, you know, like myself, coming in from different promotions and different, you know, disciplines, to adapt to the WWE style. And, you know, there is a big difference, and there's a lot to adapt to. And, you know, you know, when I came in, people were saying, you know, this guy's polished. He's been in Japan for so many years. You know, he should be straight in onto Raw. And, you know, I was of the complete opposite belief that, you know, I'll stay in NXT as long as I can. Yeah. And, you know, I want to help build this brand and, you know, build myself and get adjusted to, you know, not only, you know, life in NXT, but in WWE and, you know, in the United States, because it was something new for me too.
Finn Balor, tonight, WWE, Ronda Rousey makes her debut. HoustonToyotaCenter.com, HoustonToyotaCenter.com, Roman Reigns, Braun Strowman, Seth Rollins, Finn Balor.
This nasty Kevin Owens.
Kevin Owens. You're going to kick his ass tonight, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Kick his ass.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not allowed to say ass, am I?
Yeah, you just did.
Oh, ass?
You just did. You're going to kick his ass.
I'm going to kick his ass.
All right. So I got one question. Like, who do you really not like to wrestle because of their personal hygiene? Okay. All right. Is it any of the big guys, or is it really bad sometimes?
Let me see this list. How long have we got? No, thankfully, most of the most of the boys in that sense have great personal hygiene. I'll give you a little side note here. Matt Hardy, I think, has like an issue with his nose or like a septum where he got like his nose broken. So like he can't smell his aftershave, so he just keeps like pumping it on. So he's like one of the most like the nicest smelling guys.
The best smell.
Yeah. And you know, another one is Roman Reigns.
He smells good.
Oh man.
He smells.
Yeah.
That's good.
It doesn't translate on TV, but the first time I wrestled him.
Maybe that's it. Maybe the crowd just needs to smell him one time.
Yeah.
And they'll be more receptive.
So Roman Reigns smells good.
He smells great.
He smells great. Well, good for him.
Hear that, WWE fans? He smells great.
He smells great.
Relax.
That's all you need. HoustonToyotaCenter.com. HoustonToyotaCenter.com. Get out there tonight. Tickets still available. And you can get in there affordably. That's ridiculous that low. Right?
20 bucks?
20 bucks.
Man.
Right, even 105. Nothing. Let's go. That's a night of entertainment. Let's go.
Unleash a demon tonight, all
right? That's right. You'll get him. Finn, we appreciate you being here, man. Thanks.
Thanks for having us.
Finn Balor right here on ESPN 97.5.